Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. WHCMN Repeater Flint. WHCMN Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. WHCMN Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. WHCMN Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. WHCMN Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. WHCMN Repeater Flint. WHCMN Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. WHCMN Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. WHCMN Repeater Flint. WHCMN Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Engaging SCV mobile and monitoring.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees.
N8WCB, N8WCB, K8YNU. N8WCB, N8WCB, K8YNU.
K8YNU, good evening. This is N8WCB. Well, I remember about 12 years ago, a winter that was just an absolute polar vortex. Just all it did was snow, and it was cold. And I wonder if we're heading that way this winter. I think we are. Hopefully your day went pretty well. How was today at work?
You know, it wasn't bad up until like the last hour and a half, and then it just kind of fell apart. Everybody forgot how to drive, and, you know, just got busy, and it was just a miserable last hour and a half, but we're over it. We're done. We're moving north, and, you know, we're driving north, and don't have to deal with it until another 12 hours or so.
That's right. You get a respite there for 12 hours there. You head home and friendly territory there. I'm glad that things went well. Yeah, it kind of had a little brief period of snow here this afternoon. Kind of made the roads a little messy and had to go back out and do a little bit of shoveling again. But, well, like I say, you just got two more days.
Yeah, yeah. Tomorrow I'm on 901, and then Sunday I'm doing a little bit of administrative stuff. We're shutting CAD down for a little bit. And the phones go down for a little bit, so I'm doing some administrative stuff, so that's all right. Maybe that'll hopefully make the day go by quicker.
I think it kind of breaks up the monotony a little bit, something a little different to do. Hopefully the maintenance will go well. You won't run into any or anything, and you know, you'd be able to, you know, if you do sit back down and you're in a position, You know, at least it'll make that time go a little quicker, but at least it kind of breaks up the day a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. I'm not on radio on Sunday either, so it don't matter to me. I'm just, I'm on phone, or at least supposed to be on phone, so. That's all right. I'm good with that. How was your day today, other than having to go out and shovel and deal with the snow again?
We're doing pretty good here. Basically, that's been about the extent of today. There really has been a whole lot helping Mom with her paperwork there and getting her plan. She is going to be promoted to Medicare in a couple months. So we're looking at some of the plans and some of the ins and outs of things here. So, but other than that, we're doing pretty good here.
Well, that's good. That's good. That'll help you guys out a little bit, help Mom out a little bit with the doctor's appointments and stuff like that. So, good. Good stuff.
Yes, yeah, I agree. It'll help her out there. It's a little bit better off for her with her primary care and her lab work. Those types of things are all covered free. Just, you know, doesn't have to deal with that kind of stuff. So I'm glad for her in that light. So and just choosing the right plan and. What works, what doesn't, those are things, you know, it takes a little time to sort through all the stuff, but we'll get there.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it'll be good. It'll be good stuff for you guys. I'm happy. Did you get to watch the meeting last night?
Oh boy, I forgot about that. I forgot it was available there. I wasn't sure. I don't know if anything was said or mentioned, but I did a boo-boo. I think I forgot.
Sorry, not a big deal. Just kind of gave the vision here for 2026, and Mike did a quick Yagi antenna. So we had about 24 participants last night, 24 members last night show up, and it was good. It was a good meeting. It really was a lot of fun, and a lot of good stuff coming up.
I think that's too why I kind of put it out of my mind, because I knew that Mike was going to coordinate there the antennas, and quite honestly, I was thinking about coming, at least dropping in, but with the weather the way it happened, I wasn't sure whether the MIS Eagle was even going to be open with school, and I saw your announcement there on the app, and I thought, you know, it's probably too bad to go out, so I just kind of put it out of my mind, but I'm glad. I saw on the list today, 24, that's a pretty good number there, especially on the, with the, the wintry weather that we've had.
Yeah, it was good. In fact, the roads weren't bad until we got to Clinton. It was good all the way up until I got about Hall Road and Garfield and crossed over to the Clinton, and it was horrible.
NAWCB, yes. I'm not surprising. Usually Clinton is the road commission there is on top of it there at the Clinton side. It kind of surprises me, but I'm glad you guys made it down all right, and happy for the turnout, and I'm sorry how things worked out missing the meeting, but I'm glad for the results of last night.
Not a problem at all there, Dad. I totally understand, and I get it. There's a couple of guys that weren't sure whether the meeting was going to go on, and what the weather and stuff like that. So I get it. Not a big deal at all. And, it's one of those come if you can type deals, and, especially with that type of weather. I'm glad it went well. And, we had a couple of new guys visit, and it was a lot of fun. It was good there.
W8C.
Hey, that's great. I'm happy for visitors. At least people are interested to see what it's all about. Potential new members there. But that's great. That's great. And again, like I say, it's a good hands-on topic, and given the vision for the year and such. I think that was productive and a good way to start 2026.
Yeah, and we may have a meeting with the Baltimore in regards to the Fish Fly Festival. They may recruit us to help out with some various communication things and possibly some eyes and ears for the group. So we may have our first county community event for us to do. So.
W8C.
Hey, start the ball rolling there. Start getting involved in those, and if that's get a good recommendation, or if the word gets around, there could be more down the road. I think that is very promising there. To be able to put it into practice, to pick it back up again, and roll with it. That'd be interesting. I think that's great.
For sure, Matt, and we may have some potential up here in Richmond for the good old days and for various events that are up here. So there's a couple of communities that are interested in us, Matt, and also St. Clair Shores. They may invite us to help out with the parade more, and a couple of communities here that are interested and excited. Excited to have us go and be involved in stuff. So it's going to be good. It's going to be fun. I'm excited about it. Good to have that interest,
W8.
That's pretty neat. And I know, from years past, the St. Clair Shores event was a big event that the group was involved in. I remember like a couple of the members were really coordinating it and trying to recruit people to come on down and help with that event. But that's it's a good variety there between New Baltimore and Richmond and the Shores. That's something that keep the group busy.
Yeah, for sure. It's exciting to see, and we get of course, didn't involve that, and, you know, the cruise was a dream cruise here in August, so it's going to be a busy year. I'm excited for it.
W-H?
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. A good busy, in fact. I'm happy in that regard. So, something to, you know, put down on the calendar and set aside those times there. I heard last night of the Open County that Mike, the ABC, or the ET there, was saying that in March they're going to start planning for the set as well. And working with other counties there, so that's something as well for us to plan for.
Yeah, we are we're looking to do that. We've been talking about that for the last couple of sets, getting involved with the Sinclair County and Oakland County. Trying to work something where, you know, we're working in the event, we're working the situation with the three counties, and obviously we know that if something happens, we're not going to get angry for ourselves. We got to rely on each other and help each other out. So it's going to be good. I'm excited about it. We've been pushing for this, and to hear that. That makes me excited. I'm looking forward to this year. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be busy, but I think it's good busy.
WHCM.
NAWCB. Yeah, the key word is good. Good busy. Absolutely there, and they're definitely gearing up for a couple of scenarios and. Like you say, with them, other cooperation and unification there of groups, I think it's a win-win. And even the participation in the first D2 net was, I thought it was great. In fact, to both Wayne and Oakland also favorably commented on the first D2 net, it worked out really well.
It did. It was good. It was a good showing, and I think that these guys did a great job in planning it, and I'm glad that we're doing this. So hopefully, get a little more on with our group and. I guess more activity. I know Mike's trying to get a repeater crawl going here for our county, so get the email out on that one. A lot of good things we're meeting with Brandon here in March that I'm meeting with him coming up and discuss some things here in the county. So it's going to be good. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I agree on that. Definitely mark your calendars there, and I'm excited in that way. I think a repeater crawl would be good for this group. Hopefully, I'm going to try to join them on the Wayne County one tonight, but I'll have to wait and see how things go. But looks like a lot of the frequencies the repeaters are using are ones I want to pass. And in fact, I think they're on the P25 radio, so I definitely want to kind of test see how it's going to work. But again, it's one of those things that we do, I do, and if I don't, I don't.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely give it a try there, Dad, and see how it goes. It doesn't hurt to try, and I might have a Yagi here for you to borrow. I don't have I don't have a connector from the HP to a, I'm drawing a blank here, it's been a long day. But anyways, I don't have a kinetic, like a small connector to a large connector for the EID. That's what it takes. And so, I'll let you borrow it, see how you see what you can do with it, and have some fun with it there.
WHC.
Oh, that sounds good. I mean, hey, you know, you can definitely try it out. If you needed it for any field event or, you know, have it available and that kind of thing. But, I'd definitely be interested. I know there were a couple of guys that were talking about the winter field day, and I don't know whether I'll operate outside or not. Maybe for a little while, we'll see. But, that would be cool there with the Yagi. That would be kind of neat.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, Dad, I'm home, so I'm going to step in here real quick and see how everybody's doing, relax, and we got to head back out. But appreciate the good conversation on the way north, and hopefully you guys stay warm tonight. It's supposed to get cold, and I think we're supposed to get more snow. But if you guys need anything, let us know, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow.
WH.
Yeah, definitely. That was quite a few topics there. Conversation kind of rolled along there. Lots of catching up on things. Definitely enjoyed it very much. Appreciate the ride along. But you guys be careful going back out there. And like I said, if you need anything, let us know. But keep warm and tell everyone we said hello. We'll let you head on in and guys, enjoy your evening, and again, be safe out there tonight. 73s and 80s, you and the family, and WCB will be clear on your file.
Sounds good, Dad, sounds good. Come on, we've been tied. 73s to you, and 80s to you and Mom. Stay quiet, and you first.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 28 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
KFACZZ, monitoring. KFA, CZV, monitor.
WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. WHCMN, repeater Flint. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 28 degrees.
KE8OX, monitoring. KE8LAX, monitoring.
WHCMN.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray. I did not catch the call if there was a station out there.
Hey, WHCMN. Like I said, no, you're not.
Oh, there you go, John. Now I got you. How, obviously you're getting in with an HT. Where are you at?
In front of my house, walking the dog. I stepped outside the door. Go on. And, I heard you throwing the call.
Fair enough. Yeah, you're struggling, but I threw my call out there because I've got a buddy in the car. We're looking at the car right now, and so I threw my call out there. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you coming back. But yeah, you are struggling a little bit. I really wish we could figure that out for you, and hopefully the Warren, when the Warren comes back up, I'm hoping that maybe it's a little better for you.
Yeah, the home setup, you know, the office setup is something to the base station. And probably kind of, it's in the way.
WHCMN, repeater Flint.
Yeah, copy that. You were coming in and out of the repeater, but I caught a good chunk of that. But like I said, again, I appreciate it. And 7-3s, and I will likely see you in the morning. LAX, clear QSO.
Testing 1-2.
There's your run. I think that was your run. This is quiet.
November 8 X-ray Zulu testing.
X-ray Zulu, this is KE8LAX. You're getting in there, but you're real quiet.
Thank you. I am currently trying to calibrate my volume, so that's good feedback.
I'll be monitoring for a little bit if you're still working on it. This is KE8LAX.
November 8 X-ray Zulu testing voice level 750.
This is KE8LAX. That's a lot better. My volume's kind of turned up. Let me turn it down a little bit and go again.
You could compare his volume against mine.
This is November 8, X-ray Zulu.
November 8, X-ray Zulu, this is KE8LAX. That is a lot better. And you are very clear.
November 8, X-ray Zulu testing, 850.
I definitely like that one. John, I don't know if you're in range. How's that sound on your HT? Yeah, John, you're not holding it open. But that's a lot better in my opinion. November 8, X-ray Zulu, this is KE8LAX.
KE8LAX, thank you very kindly. November 8, X-ray Zulu.
Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 29 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 29 degrees.